Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled, I Was Fortunate to Obtain DAFA When I Was Desperate, by a fallen DAFA disciple in Hubei Province, China.
I Was Fortunate to Obtain DAFA When I Was Desperate, by Falun DAFA disciple from Hubei Province, China. I have been through many unfortunate events in my life. I nearly drowned when I was 10 years old, and was unconscious for the whole day before I regained consciousness. My father passed away when I was 20 years old. I fell off the luggage rack on top of a bus when I was 31. I was unconscious for a whole day and had chronic pain from a dislocated vertebrae in my back. I had many illnesses, cataracts. I could only see shadows. A slow-growing tumor inside my nose that could not be touched. I could not even wash my face. Neurasthenia, or extreme fatigue, and pain every time I turned my head. Only my hearing was good. Once I lay in bed for half a year, I thought death would be better than what I was suffering. Due to my poor health, I tried many kinds of qigong. I even went to a temple for conversion to Buddhism. My husband came with me. I made a promise in front of a bodhisattva statue that I would burn incense and pray to her forever, or else my entire family would die a terrible death. We set up a small prayer room at our home and put a bodhisattva statue in it. Once I could not get up from the floor after kneeling and chanting a prayer in my prayer room. I waited for my husband to come home to help me up. My husband had to carry me to bed. I was finally able to get up after lying down for a while. I was introduced to Falun Gong through a doctor friend. We had tried many kinds of qigong together. One day in 1997, she told me that she had found a very good qigong called Falun Gong and that it was taught by a real master. She asked me to practice with her. I had doubts. But she was persistent. I told her I was afraid that this qigong would turn out to be useless, just like all the other ones I had tried. She would not give up, however, and asked me to go to the practice site. I went. I only had 2 years of schooling and had not read a book in 40 years. I knew very few Chinese characters. My friend read Juan Falun to me. I did not understand much at the time, but I was unable to speak and could not stop crying while listening. I could not understand why. Was it because the content of the book touched me so much? I asked my friend for the book and she gave it to me. We went to practice site at a rice farm in our village. I was unable to walk there at the beginning because of my weak back. I took a cloth bag with me. I would take a few steps and then kneel on the bag to rest throughout the whole trip. When I was doing the second exercise, Falun standing stance, I had to kneel down and rest between every position. I was sweating because of the pain in my back. However, I felt my back gradually recovering as I kept doing the exercises. 2 weeks later, I read about No Second Cultivation Way in Juan Falun. I immediately took the bodhisattva statue to the backyard and broke it. I also burned other qigong books to completely clean up my environment. A village clerk saw what I was doing and said, "You really have guts, aren't you afraid?" I said, "No, these are all bad things. I am cultivating the real DAFA now." My husband started to notice the changes in me. I used to be unable to stand for long periods of time and could not bend over. But I now had no problem doing these things. I also stopped smoking. He was curious to know what kind of qigong had such power. Previously, he had hid my copy of Juan Falun, so he was a little embarrassed about now wanting to learn from it. Thus he learned Falun Gong in secret. He would read Juan Falun when I was cooking. I let him read my book since he stopped hiding it from me. He started to practice the same year as I did. He still smoked at that time, but felt that cigarettes had no taste. He thought that the cigarettes were poor quality and changed to more expensive brands, but they still had no taste to him. Eventually, he realized that Master was helping him quit smoking. He quit both smoking and drinking. One of the practitioners whom I studied with was a teacher. She often mentioned that she had finished reading Juan Falun again. I was envious and worried as well. I thought, I only do the exercises, but do not study the Fa. How will I cultivate? It doesn't take her long to finish reading the book. What shall I do? I cannot even read. Master, how will I cultivate? I cried and eventually fell asleep. In my dream, I sat in the lotus position. I was unable to sit in the lotus position at that time, and in my hands was Juan Falun. I read and quickly memorized Lun Yu. I woke up very excited. From then on, reading the Fa became easier. There were only a few characters I did not know. Later I understood that Master was helping me. Once my husband asked me, how long can you sit in the lotus position when you do the sitting meditation every day? I said my legs get numb, so I could only sit for less than 20 minutes. He then said he was better than me and he could sit for an hour. At the beginning of his cultivation, he did not join group study or interact with other practitioners. Later on, Master published a teaching that we have to study the Fa together. My husband told me that he could not cultivate at home by himself anymore. He then cleaned up an empty room at his workplace, put mats and cushions on the floor, and invited other practitioners over to study the Fa together. All the practitioners in our town gathered together. Not acknowledging the evil, going to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong. In April 1999, the local government suddenly announced that Dafa books had to be turned in. I was very unwilling, but I still turned in two books which I had duplicate copies of. On April 25th, the police made an announcement that no one was allowed to practice Falun Gong anymore. Another practitioner said to me, "The government doesn't allow us to practice, so let's forget it." "Don't be so serious," I said. "Why do you listen to the government?" She said the government was more powerful than us. I said, "I used to envy your speed at reading. Didn't you read every day? How come you are still not clear about who is the stronger one? Dafa is the law of the universe. How can a nation compare to Dafa? I still want to practice." A few days later, we heard that some practitioners had gone to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong. I said, "We are all part of the universe. We all benefited from Dafa." They went, "Why can't I go?" My husband said, "You are right. You don't know how to get there, so I'll go with you." When we arrived in Beijing, we did not know anybody there and did not know what to do. So we walked around Tiananmen Square until the next morning and came home after that. On July 20th, 1999, we heard about an appeal for Falun Gong again. We planned to go to the provincial government. We traveled all night, but when we got to the provincial capital, our car was stopped by police before we got to the government agency. Another practitioner and I helped everyone get away. We ended up spending one night at the police station. Later on, the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, made false accusations toward Falun Gong. Thus, a few practitioners and I went to Beijing again. I got separated from the group in Beijing, but met another practitioner from Wushu, Hebei province. He gave me the contact information of a Beijing practitioner. I found him and we went to the Office of Appeals together. It was very hard to get into the Office of Appeals and I got separated from the other practitioner. I went inside and picked up a form. I had to write the reason for appealing on the form. A man offered to help me fill it out for a fee. I told him to write, "Falun Dafa is good. Our master is innocent." He said we would get killed if we wrote that. I said, "It's okay. It is me who will lose my head, not you." He pointed to a man standing nearby and said, "Let him help you fill out the form." I went to that man and found out that he was a plainclothes policeman. He took me into a room where many other practitioners were held. Policemen slapped their faces and scattered all of their belongings on the floor. 6 practitioners got slapped. I was the only one who did not get hit. Later, we were taken to a detention center. I sat down in the lotus position as soon as I got to the cell and did not talk to anyone. The head of the inmate said, "Take down your legs." I ignored him. He then said, "Bring on the dishes." I did not understand what he meant, but another person started to hit my head with the sole of a shoe. I did not open my eyes nor make any movement. I recited in my heart, quote, "Be resolute cultivating Dafa, the mind unstirred," unquote. True character is revealed from Hong Yin, Volume 2. The head of the inmates then told the man hitting me to stop. He said to an older woman, "Look at her. She is a real Falun Gong practitioner. You said we hit the wrong person and you weren't practicing Falun Gong after we hit you just a couple of times." I used to have neural problems in my head, but after the hitting, I never had the symptoms again. I passed this test. After a few days in the detention center, those who gave their names and addresses to the police station all went home. Only a few of us were left. The person in charge told us to give our names and addresses. I used my son's name, and officers from my local police station took me home. I was detained for 2 weeks at the local police station. A few days after being released, Master's article, Towards Consummation, was published. Other practitioners and I shared our thoughts and decided that the 10 of us would go to Beijing again. We found transportation and prepared to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning. However, the details of our plan were leaked and 9 practitioners were arrested. Each person was arrested immediately after leaving home. I was the only one who did not get arrested and arrived at the provincial capital smoothly. I took the 7 o'clock train and arrived in Beijing. There I met some practitioners from Shijian Zhuang, and we shared our understandings. A plainclothes policeman came up to us and, pretending to be a practitioner, asked us what we planned to do next. Pull out a banner or shout Falun Dafa is good. We did not realize he had deceived us until he took us to the police car. When we arrived at the police station, I was the first one to go in. A policeman walked toward me holding an electric baton. I did not know what an electric baton looked like at the time, so I wondered what he was holding that gave off sparks. I was wearing a short sleeve shirt, and the policeman shocked my bare arm. I did not have time to react at first, but when he attempted to shock me the second time, I blocked him and said, "Are you crazy? What are you doing?" He said, "Aren't you following truthfulness, compassion, forbearance?" I said, "Yes, I follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. And you want to beat me and shock me with an electric baton? Are you unable to tell good from bad? What is the right thing to do?" He ran out of words, put down the baton, and left the room. I left the room too. The rest of the arrested practitioners were pulled in one by one. They were all severely beaten. I did not realize until later that blocking that policeman that day came from my righteous thoughts. I held firm and he backed down. I was detained at the police station for a few days, and then my husband's employer sent people to take me to a local detention center. The local detention center was full, however, so I was sent to another detention center. A letter stating that I was sentenced to 1 year of forced labor arrived at the detention center. The person in charge asked me if I wanted to go home. I said, "Of course I want to go home. I did not break any law. Why should I stay here?" He said that I would need to cooperate. I would have to follow their lead and curse Dafa and Master. I said, "I don't even know how to curse people, and you want me to curse my master?" He did not say anything and just left. A few days later, my husband was called over, and I was allowed to go home. Later, I thought that it must have been the effect of my righteous thoughts. The second time I was sentenced to forced labor was after I got arrested on the street. 2 other practitioners and I were heading home after a sharing. At night, police arrested us and planned to take us to a detention center. I resisted, calling out that we did not do anything wrong and they had no right to arrest us. Three young policemen tried to drag me into a police car, but I would not budge. I shouted loudly. They said, "Do not be so loud." I said, "Are you afraid? We did not do anything wrong. Why do you arrest us? You break the law and commit crimes. There are plenty of bad people out there, and you don't arrest them. I did not do anything bad. Why do you arrest me?" They coaxed me by telling me to keep the other practitioner company at the detention center for 1 month, and that I could go home after that. After a month, the practitioner whom I was supposed to keep company went home, but I was not released. An inmate told me that I was not released because I had been sentenced to 1 year of forced labor. I said that was impossible and I would go home right away. Soon a person in charge found me and told me that someone would look for me and that I should ignore him. I knew Master was using this person's mouth to give me hints. When the investigator came in to record my confession, I did not look at him nor say a word. The paper remained blank for several hours. I was released after 3 months. Each time I came back from Beijing, our household was penniless. Fellow practitioners would bring us some rice and groceries. I then started my small business at the flea market again. I studied the Fa and did the exercises while I watched my stall. Harmonized with compassion, family learns the truth and receives blessings. We are a family of four, with one son and one daughter. While I was at the detention center, not only did my son not visit me, but he and his wife also went on vacation to Hong Kong. After I was released, my son blamed me. "You just had to do things the government forbids. What is wrong with you?" His attitude toward me was very bad. I said, "I am your mother. You should pay attention to your attitude." He said, "So what if you are my mother? Can't I point out your faults?" I said, "I have done nothing wrong. I am a good person who follows truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. You wanted to study medicine so you could cure me. Have I asked a penny from you for medicine? I went to jail for my belief. What have I done wrong? You even had a college education. Can't you tell right from wrong?" He did not say anything back. My son and daughter-in-law were childless. They had spent a lot of money trying to conceive, but still did not succeed. I told my son, "I did not want to tell you this, but it would be irresponsible of me not to tell you. You are not doing the right thing. I practice Dafa and all my illnesses are gone. When I was in jail, not only did you not come to see me, but you went on vacation. This is not about coming to see me or not. It is about your moral character. Even though you went to college, college doesn't teach you the principles of life. If you believe me and agree with Dafa, a miracle will happen. You don't need to spend any money. Where am I wrong? I benefited from Dafa, and it is being wrongly accused. If I hide at home, where would my morality be?" My son listened quietly. When I finished, he suddenly took out 1,000 yuan and said, "Mom, I was wrong. I did not see this at the beginning. This money is for Master, Dafa, and my mother." I was very happy. My son finally understood. Soon he and his wife were expecting a child. After the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party came out, he quickly quit the CCP and persuaded my daughter-in-law to quit too. On Teacher's Day last year, my son and his friends had a gathering. I was already in bed when he called me after 10 o'clock at night. He said he was coming home soon and told me to turn on the light outside. Soon I heard several voices calling, "Mom, I am home." They were my son's old schoolmates, and they were half drunk. I invited them in, but my son said they were not coming in and would leave soon. He then said to his friends, "All of you have joined the Communist Party, right? Give your names to my mom and quit the party." They all said they had joined the party and wanted to quit. My son made this special trip just for his friends to quit the CCP. My son-in-law did not agree with Dafa at the beginning. I told him to recite Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. But he said that he would not do it. I sent forth righteous thoughts for him and clarify the truth to his main spirit. Later, when he came to my home, he felt that I cared for him in every possible way and was very touched. Not only did he quit the CCP, but he also asked for many Dafa charms, so he could give them to his parents and relatives. Later, my son-in-law's parents came to see my son for medical issues. My son said that I could help them better than he could. He drove the elderly couple to my home. My son-in-law's father is a teacher, and his mother is the party head of a production brigade. Both of them had joined the CCP a long time ago. I let them read truth-clarifying materials and told them about quitting the CCP. Both of them quit right away. Doing the three things well, saving villagers with dignity. Households within several kilometers of my home all received truth-clarifying pamphlets and heard the truth about Falun Gong. My husband took me on his motorcycle, and we sent forth righteous thoughts before we left. I talked to households one at a time, and my husband gave out the pamphlets. At the beginning, we had very few reading materials to give out. I cut out sheets of paper from calendars and wrote, "Falun Dafa is good" on the back. My husband bought some tape and we posted them on the streets. One night I went out to put up posters by myself and did not bring a flashlight. I was looking at power line poles to find my way and did not see the big ditch in front of me. I stepped into the ditch and twisted my foot and felt it break. I could feel the bones sticking out. There was a chicken farm nearby, so I crawled to the door and begged the owner to take me home on his tricycle. At first, after he heard I practiced Falun Gong, he was afraid to help me. I told him I did only good things. He then asked why I would fall while I was doing good things. I said, "Everyone has karma. Plus, I was not doing so well at the time, so I fell." He helped me get home the next morning. After I came home, my relatives told me to go to the hospital, but I firmly refused. My foot and leg were black and blue, and I wrapped my foot with cloth. Other practitioners came to visit me and said it would be a true miracle if I recovered. Through this incident, I realized that because I was busy putting up posters every day, I had not spent enough time studying the Fa. Master was giving me an opportunity to stay home and study the Fa. I read the Fa day and night. I had a big pile of Dafa books next to me, and I read them one by one. A practitioner suggested that I should go to the hospital. I said that Master could create a universe within one thought, and my leg was nothing compared to that, so it would get well very soon. I wrote many Falun Dafa is good posters and asked practitioners to post them. Some practitioners said that they could see my room shining when they entered my home. Within 1 month, I was able to walk. The bones in my right foot look thicker than those in my left foot, but they don't bother me when I walk. News of this incident spread around our area, and people called it a miracle. After my foot healed, I went to put up posters again. I am short, so the posters I put up could be easily torn off. I found a solution. I used a broom to put them up higher. Later, I attached a stick to make the broom extra long so I could put up posters even higher and people could not tear them down. One time, a fellow practitioner brought several huge banners from town about 2 meters long. She and I tried to figure out where to put these banners. They would not fit on electrical poles. I suggested we put them on the second floor of the bus station. At night, we went there and used paint rollers to glue the banners on the outside wall. Suddenly, police arrived and surrounded the building. Every policeman had a flashlight, and they were looking everywhere. We had nowhere to hide. I sent forth righteous thoughts. "We have Master's protection. You cannot see us." The flashlight shined on us, but the policeman did not see us and left. As I neared my home, suddenly a policeman started to follow me. I had many keys on my keychain and in the dark could not tell which key was for the front door. I picked a key and it opened the door. I quickly went in and locked the door. I sent forth righteous thoughts. "Master is here. The Fa is here. Have no fear. Let the evil be eliminated." The policeman stood outside for a very long time, but he did not say a word and eventually left. The banners we put up stayed up. Later, the building went through some renovations, but the imprints of our banners can still be seen on the wall. Later, I bought some paint and, standing on the tips of my toes, painted truth clarifying words at many places quite high. Once a policeman told me to stand under the painted words. Then he said, "Those words are too high. It wasn't you." One time I saw someone cover up the writing. I used water to rinse off the covering spray and said to the person, "People have much karma, so they get sick. Saying Falun Dafa is good can help get rid of bad things on people's bodies and eliminate illnesses and karma. If you erase a good thing like this, aren't you doing a bad thing?" He agreed with me. My grandson watched me write Falun Dafa is good often, so he then started to write Falun Dafa is good on telephone poles. When another kid erased what he had just written, my grandson chased that kid away, calling him a monster. I then understood why no one cares when a child writes on a pole. It's because children are pure. Adults are not that pure anymore, so we can be easily affected by interference. When we give out flyers, people who take them must also have some pure thoughts. If we pass out pamphlets with pure thoughts and without fear, then nothing will happen to us. After that, I stopped going out at night and clarified the truth during the daytime. There is a bus stop near my home. I took pamphlets with me and got on the bus every time the bus was scheduled. I told people, "Don't look at the things CCP propaganda on TV. They are meant to destroy people. I have the really good things here. The universe has a beginning and an end. People are born and later die. You will have a good future if you read this pamphlet." The bus was crowded during the Chinese New Year, and I was able to pass out several hundred pamphlets a day. I helped my grandson quit the Young Pioneers, and he does not wear the red scarf. Other practitioners' children also quit the Young Pioneers. The school later made a rule that children without red scarves were not allowed in the classroom or the playground. One day a friend saw me and said that my grandson was standing outside the classroom. I went over right away and saw several children standing outside. I found the student on duty. I said, "Child, you can't wear that red scarf. It has blood all over it. It has many bad things that are not good for you. Don't wear it. Why do you have to be forced to wear it? It used to be only a select few who wore the red scarf, but nowadays everyone has to wear it. Think about it. Is this normal? The Chinese Communist Party is evil. It destroys people. I took these children and told them and their classmates to quit the Young Pioneers. In a short while, 48 students quit the Young Pioneers, and 2 teachers quit the CCP. When I clarify the truth to people, newborn babies often smile at me. My neighbor's child likes to come to my home. There have been many, many miracles. Several children quit the Young Pioneers and told their parents about it. The parents told them that they could not quit. Those children then came to my home and wanted to have their names crossed out from my list. I went to my room to fetch the list. When I came back to the living room, all of the children were kneeling before Master's photo. They had their hands in Hesha and said they did not want to cross their names out anymore, as they saw a real Buddha. One time I saw a group of children playing. I walked over and tried to let them know the truth about Falun Gong. Once they realized that I was going to tell them about Falun Gong, they refused my pamphlets and threw them on the ground. I sent forth righteous thoughts toward those children to eliminate the evil behind them. At the same time, I started to clarify the truth to an elderly woman nearby. The elderly woman agreed with me. Not only did she quit the CCP, but she also asked me if I could help her husband quit too. I told her that her husband had to agree to it first. By this time, those children surrounded us and wanted to take a look at my pamphlet. I told them to remember Falun Dafa is good, and their schoolwork would become easier. They would get into a good college and have a nice family later on. 12 people quit the CCP and its affiliated youth leagues at that time. I never hide when I do the exercises. I do them outside with dignity. Once a high school student saw me reading Juan Falun by the side of the road and said to me, Granny, I noticed you always read this book. What's good about this book? I said, you are a lucky young person. This book tells you the law of the universe. All lives in the universe are in this book. One's life becomes harmonious after reading this book. A student's talent will be awakened once he reads it, and he'll get into a good college. He said he had joined the Communist Youth League, and I helped him quit. A dozen students came over and quit, too. This is the power of dignity. I often met up with other practitioners to clarify the truth face-to-face in public places. Once we went to a village and saw that most of the villagers were in the Mahjong room. Another practitioner said, there are a lot of people in the Mahjong room. Do you dare go in? I said, let's try. A person looked at me and said, what are you doing with such a big smile? I said, I smile because I come to do good things. Don't just play Mahjong. Come and listen to the truth of the universe. Enjoy your game later and read these pamphlets when you have time. This information has to do with your future. Remember, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. You will have a good future. We gave out pamphlets and 6 people quit the CCP. Only 1 table refused our pamphlets. On our way back, the other practitioner and I shared our thoughts. I said that if we had not eliminated our attachment to fear, those lives would have lost their chance of being saved. Later, we saw an elderly woman. We gave her a lucky charm and told her to recite Falun Dafa is good so that she could have a healthy body and her children would not have to worry about her. She said her legs hurt and she could not walk. I told her not to worry about her legs and just say Falun Dafa is good. She repeated it after me. I started to leave, but she wanted me to say it with her again, so she followed me for quite some distance. I asked her, didn't you say you could not walk? She thought it was strange that she was suddenly able to walk. That night I had a very nice dream. There were golden fruits dangling on trees all over the mountain. I told my husband that Master was encouraging me. There is an elderly man in our area who used to practice Falun Gong. After the persecution began, he compromised with the CCP and stopped cultivation. I felt that this was very unfortunate. I gave him a copy of Juan Falun and encouraged him to start cultivating again. When he opened the book and saw Master's photo, his tears fell. After he started to cultivate again, he still had obstacles. He was afraid to clarify the truth to people face to face and asked me to go with him. We went to a Mahjong center and I clarified the truth to people. People from 3 tables quit the CCP. Another time when we were outside a hair salon, a man said with hatred, why do you have such a big smile? I said, I've come to tell you good news. I've come to tell you that Falun Dafa is good to protect your future. An elderly woman next to us said, don't mind him. He doesn't know how to talk. One time a person at a Mahjong table said to me, don't say that the CCP is not so powerful anymore. They have guns and cannons. Are you Falun Gong practitioners going to rebel? I said, so what if they have guns and cannons? We are cultivating the Dafa of the universe. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas can control lightning and thunder. Who is afraid of guns and cannons? None of the guilty ones will escape. Another person joined in and said to me, Granny, don't let him bother you. He doesn't know how to talk. Fellow practitioners would all stand far away and watch me talk. I did not feel nervous at all. Another time we went to a village to give out pamphlets. Suddenly a woman jumped out and shouted, you Falun Gong are bold. You even bring pamphlets to my home in broad daylight. I thought about going home after this, but decided not to. I turned around and said to her, I did not steal or ask anything from you. I came here for your safety. People nowadays have low morals and experience many disasters. Falun Gong is here to save people. You will be safe after you read the pamphlet. Why do you shout like this? I started to talk about quitting the CCP, and 6 people agreed to quit. I thought, it is good that I did not leave. Master is encouraging me to save people. After I clarified the truth and persuaded people to quit the CCP, my heart felt calmer when I studied the Fa at home. No wonder Masters told us to do the three things. They are like three parts of a machine. They need to be synchronized well, or else it would be like a train going off the rails. I don't know how to talk about national trends when I tell people to quit the CCP. Instead, I use down-to-earth conversation. One time I clarified the truth to the party head of a production group and told him about quitting the CCP. He agreed with what I said and took a copy of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. His wife then came out, took away the 9 commentaries from his hand and put it on top of the outside wall while mumbling something not too nice. I said, "Your husband has a better understanding than you. That's why he is an official and not you. This book is very good for you. If you read it, it will keep you safe and happy." The husband took the book down from the wall and put it in his car. He said he wanted to talk to me more, but had a meeting to attend. My husband and I put our whole hearts into clarifying the truth. There are production groups within 10 kilometers from us, and we have pretty much covered all of them. 8 of the 9 production group heads have quit the CCP. Clarifying the truth to policemen. I study the far outside because the light is better. Once a policeman gave me a hard tap and said, "Why are you still reading this?" I said that if he read the book and took in the content, he wouldn't want to put it down either. He pretended that he wanted to take a look in order to take my book away. I said, "In your current state, you just need to say Falun Dafa is good. Remember that and you will have a good future. If you want to learn later, I will support you." He walked away. One time I was talking about quitting the CCP to a snack vendor. I asked him, "Have you heard of quitting the CCP?" He said he had not. I asked, "Have you joined the Communist Party Youth League?" He said he had. I said, "Let me help you quit it." As I was talking, a policeman passed by and stared at me. I kept on talking to the snack vendor. I told him that quitting the CCP is for his own safety, as Dafa is saving people. The policeman eventually left. I understood that as long as I am righteous, the evil will not affect me. Another time I stood next to a public telephone and gave truth-clarifying materials to whoever used the phone. One person made a phone call, and I offered him the pamphlet. He said, "Do you know what I do? I can arrest you right now." I said, "You are being unreasonable. Why would you arrest me? I did not tell you to do bad things. I told you to remember truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Falun Dafa is good, to protect your safety and future. I am doing a good thing, so why would you arrest me? Don't you know the difference between good and bad?" In the end, he took the pamphlet and left. On another occasion, a police car parked in front of me while I was reading. I offered the policeman a chair and let him sit next to me. I clarified the truth to him. He said he was on his way to arrest someone, not a Falun Gong practitioner. I told him that he should only arrest bad people, not Falun Gong practitioners. I also told him that Dafa is the Fa of the universe, and only by harmonizing with the Fa of the universe can one have a good future. He agreed with everything I said. I told him to repeat what I had told him to his family and colleagues. He nodded in agreement. During the 2008 Olympics, policemen from the town police station and the city police department came to my house with handcuffs. They took the truth-clarifying pamphlets and put them on the table. I said, "You are here to listen to the truth, and ask my husband to pour them tea." I showed them the content of the pamphlets and said, "You do your Olympics and don't bother us. We Falun Gong practitioners are all good people. My husband found 14,800 yuan on the street while he was in town in 2003. He waited there for 2 hours to return the money to its owner. Is there anyone like him in your evil Communist Party?" Others called him a stupid old man and said that he should have taken the money and left. But he said, "I practice Falun Gong and I have to think of others." The person who had this much money on him must have been on his way to do some important business. The owner of the money said to him, "I'll take 10,000 yuan back, you keep the rest." My husband replied, "That's not necessary," and returned all the money. I continued, "Can you do that? If everyone in our country practiced Falun Gong, it would be a much better world, and we would always have favorable weather. You see Falun Gong as the enemy, but that's why there are so many disasters in this country. You should stop arresting Falun Gong practitioners and instead protect them. It would be good for all of you. I then showed them Dafa books and said, you take a look. Is there a single word in there that's against the Communist Party? It's all about teaching people to be good. Why do you insist on arresting Falun Gong practitioners? What's your logic? They listened in silence. None of them said a word. In our living room, we have three paintings of gods. In the middle is Master's photo. As the policemen were leaving, they faced the paintings, put their hands together in hasha, and said, sorry, sorry. The next day, policemen from our town police station came again. I said, is it because I have not clarified the truth to you completely and you want to listen again? I told them that because they had arrested many practitioners and torn down banners, they obtained a lot of karma. I advised them to agree with truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and to stop doing bad deeds. I also said that they needed to remember Falun Dafa is good to ensure their families safely. They agreed. After that, police never came to my home again. Cultivation is not easy. One thought that's not righteous will cause problems. The evil has to be eliminated, and the wrong mentality and fear need to be eliminated. I share with other practitioners often, every Dafa disciple needs to do his, her share well. This is assisting master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.